Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
To worry,
Hello, I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. It's We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show, everybody. Hey, ho, it's Sunday night. Man is in the building.
Welcome back. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Yes. Come on in on the network. It's the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us for another great episode, joining us tonight. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and, man, we so peacock proud, high, and happy to all these great followers.
Yes, we are.
We keep coming back because y'all keep coming back.
Right?
Man, we're heard all over the globe. Man, I was in the production meeting this week, and we heard over there in Switzerland.
We are.
Yeah, shout out to all of you that check out this great network. We've been around for 13 years over here on We Talk Radio Network. Not the E-Man After Show, but the network. Been up for 13 years. Want to appreciate the founder and owner, Miss Kia Davis, Miss Kia D. Man, she allows us to come sit at these microphones every Sunday night. Why? Because we think our voices need to be heard, and we got something to say.
Right.
Yeah, we want to appreciate each and every one of you that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, coming in on the network. The phone lines are lighting up. The time ticker is going off as we speak. We're live.
We are live.
On the E-Man After Show. Man, I can't hear you in my ears.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you now.
Can you
hear me now?
Yes.
All right.
We want to appreciate all of you guys on tonight. Man, we have a great show lined up for you guys. But if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, you can follow us on all social media. Why? Because, man, we are heard all around the globe. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com. And, man, we are on so many different platforms, so many different apps that you can listen to this great network. Because, man, you know, the new media site is Twitch. You know, Twitch has been heard all, I mean, a lot of you begin to see that new site going out, and man, they have succeeded YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and everybody is twitching. Yeah, so you'll see the E-Man After Show and the Man of the Mentor Show will be on there pretty soon. So we want to appreciate all of you guys, but man, help me out with some of them platforms over there.
Right. So just to name a few, you can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, I mean, you have a whole list of them over there. But,
right.
I guess you just highlighted the ones to make it real simple.
I did. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just too many to go through. And, you know, I like checking it out on Spotify. You know, I go back and check out all the great personalities and the great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network. Then we have a YouTube channel. If you guys want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. Man, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
Yeah, so in order to subscribe, you would just hit that subscribe button. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yes, and so you guys can do that. Man, we appreciate all of you coming in on the phone lines on tonight. We have a great show lined it up for you guys tonight. I want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the network. Man, this is the E-Man After Show. Just jumped off the Man to the Mentor Show. Had a great show over there on Blog Talk Radio Network. Man, we had a great conversation. The lady sit around and talked it up with Mandy, and what a great question. Can you be led by the Holy Spirit and your zodiac sign?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was a great conversation and a great topic. We got some edumacation on tonight.
That was good. Good show.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you that hung out with us over there on Blog Talk Radio Network. Man, because, you know, we call this sitting around the domino table. And, you know, I formed this show coming around the domino table where we can have real live discussions and things that people don't understand, you know,
right.
Because a lot of us are unlearned, and then those of us that's learned, we so stuck off of what we learned, and we don't ever think we could continue to keep learning. And so, Mandy, we just appreciate each and every one of you guys that joined us over there on Mandy the Mentor Show. But tonight, because actually next week we have a young man that's coming on, Emmanuel Simmons. He's coming on with a doctor. I call him Dr. Emmanuel.
We do.
Brother got a great perspective.
Right, right. And he certainly, we would say, specialized in the knowledge that he has.
Yes.
So that's why Eman is referring to Mr. Emmanuel as doctor.
Yes.
Because he, in the knowledge that he provides, that's a knowledge he specializes in. And so he will be here on the Eman After Show on next week, so you do not want to miss.
And yes, and so we want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us on tonight. The time ticker is going off. Man, shout out to Miss Kia Davis. The phone lines are lit up tonight. Why? Because we have a guy that we're talking to on tonight. Man, he is the founder of the TAF Awards. It's the Teachers Appreciation Foundation, and they're presenting the award show on on the 29th of this month. Yes, it's the TAF Awards. It's Teacher Appreciation Foundation. Man, they're presenting their 9th annual TAF Award.
Right.
And it's going to be off the chain. We're going to be talking to him, founder and CEO, Mr. Kareem Muhammad. And he's the founder and executive director of the TAF Awards. And then we're talking with his son. His son is the executive board member of the TAF Awards. We have them on tonight. Man, these guys are just putting their foot to the plow. It's down there in Oklahoma City. Listen, all roads lead to Oklahoma City July the 29th.
Right.
We're heading down to Oklahoma City. Why? Because, man, this is just an awesome organization. And I tell you, Mandy, we just appreciate Mr. Kareem with all that he's doing. It's a red carpet affair. It's a black tie affair. They actually have it in the state capitol down there in Oklahoma City.
Right, it'll on the second floor rotunda, right?
Yes, it'll be in the rotunda building. Just off the chain, he's been on the media circuit for a minute. Yeah, they've been, just going around. He's been interviewing. He's all over the globe. He's all over the Facebook. He's all over social media. He's hitting all the media sites. And we have him tonight. We're honored to have him. He's not a stranger to the E-Man After Show because we had him a year ago. He came on and I think last year it was the 8th annual, and this is the 9th annual. And man, this is just going to be off the chain. We so peacock proud, how you ain't happy to be going down to Oklahoma City to be a part of. Oh, we going to be suited and booted. We walking the red carpet. We doing all of that.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's July the 29th. So all of you guys that's you ain't got nothing to do because the tickets are going fast. They almost sold out. You know what I'm saying? 80% sold out, Mandy. Man, we want you guys to get these tickets. We're going to give you all that information. What'd you say, Mandy?
We are going to give you the information. It's such an awesome event, the TAF Awards. You know, this the TAF Awards honors custodians, cafeteria workers, principals, vice principals, counselors, social workers, administrators, teachers, substitute teachers, and the list goes on. You know, we know that teachers and people that work in the educational system, a lot of times they can be undervalued.
Right,
you know, because they put a lot of work in. So I feel like the work they put in is not equal to the honor that they receive.
Right.
So Mr. Kareem and his son Malik, they're doing an awesome job acknowledging these people, Eman, because we know educators and people that work in the educational field, whether it's a teacher, cafeteria worker, dealing with children, our youth, is not always easy.
Right, right. And so he's honoring, you know, they've been honoring the, you know, because his mother was a school teacher.
Yes.
And she sat down and talked to the young man, why don't you bring something different to the to your organization? And he began, you know, to sit down, and they've strategized, got around to begin to have strategy meetings, and he came up with an award show to honor our essential workers. Because it's very important. I mean, when your kids need to get to school, you got the bus monitors. When you the school need to be clean, you got the janitors. And he's doing it such in a grand style.
Right.
You know, because they significant and they put in a lot of work. And to be suited and booted to be able to you know, walk the red carpet and win an award, because this award here have taken off. I mean, everybody's talking about it. They even talking about it up there in L.A. You know what I'm saying? And we want to appreciate Mr. Kareem. And Mr. Kareem and Malik, if you're on the line tonight, because this is a lot of numbers to scroll down. If you guys hit option one, that's number one on your phone. It'll put you at the top of the queue, and I will have to try to find your number because he just hit option one. Yeah, if you guys hit option one, because I'm trying to scroll down and find their numbers. But we're getting ready to bring them in. We see you guys coming in on the network. The phone lines are lit up. I mean, I tell you, the network is lit up. Why? Because this young man, him and his son and this whole organization, they're just doing the doggone thing. It's a quote that I love that Mr. Kareem quoted back, man. He said, education is the key that opens the door to our future. If you sit back and think about that, each and every one of us had to come through the school system no matter who we are. We had to be educated in some type of way.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And as a young man, we was taught, you know, first in our family, but we was taught from what is pre-K all the way up to we still being taught. A lot of us going to college, but education is the key.
Education is the key.
Yes, and no matter who you are, I don't care how many degrees you got, you had to start out with education.
So true.
Uh-huh, and so that's just an awesome quote. But we got Mr. Kareem standing by on the phone lines. We're allowing people to come in because we understand, guys, we're all around the globe. It's a late show for those of you down in the Texas area, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's 9:16, but all around the globe, people are listening. I see you on the network. I see you guys coming in on the network. We're giving you time to get your whatever you're drinking tonight. If you got some wine or some beer or you got some tea or whatever you're drinking tonight, we want you to sit around because we got a great founder on tonight. He's hanging out because he's been on the circuit. He's been working the circuit.
He has been.
Yes, and we want to thank Mr. Kareem for all that he's doing, and it is to be commendable, you know, to commend this brother for putting his foot to the plow, because who would have thought to just even, I mean, to those of you that's listening around the globe, you got to understand our essential workers.
Mm-hmm.
You take just the trash man, that we would call it. Just think if they weren't picking up your trash.
Oh, Lord.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how important this organization is, and the school teachers mean to this brother and his family, because when you send your kids off to school into institution of high learning, a lot of times around the world, teachers are not recognized, and they are underpaid.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I love what they have on their website, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I want, for you listeners out there on the phone lines and on the network, I want you guys to listen to this. And this here, it kind of broadened our perspective when we think about school, educational system, and what it takes to make things work, right? Here we go. Once the parents release their kids into the world, the first point of contact is the school bus driver who drives the students to the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're released out of the classroom from being taught, the cafeteria workers feed them. If they ask the teacher to use the restroom, they might come across the janitor who's sweeping the floor.
Mm.
The entire body as a whole has an influence over teaching leaders of the world.
Mm, so, wow, powerful. And so tonight we have Kareem Muhammad. Mr. Kareem, if you're on the line tonight, can you hit option one? I'm trying to find your number. We get ready to bring you guys in, and we want to appreciate you guys for joining us all around the network, all around the globe. We have these great guys. They are standing by.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can go ahead and bring them into the conversation. Hello, Mr. Kareem and Mr. Malik. Are you with us?
Yes, Mr. Malik is here. Can you hear me?
How you doing, Malik? Mr. Kareem, if you're on the line, I'm trying to find your number. I think I just found it. Let me see if I can bring you into the conversation. Are you there,
I'm
Mr.
on the line.
Yeah, if you hit option one, it'll put you at the top of the queue. I've been strolling down for it. That's why I kept talking. I'm trying to – it don't give names. It just give numbers. So I just found you. We want to appreciate you coming. Hello, sir. How are you this evening? You and your son. How y'all doing tonight?
Great. We're doing phenomenal. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for asking.
Man, well, we are peacock proud. And, listen, I'm finna try to use some big words right up in here. Malik, your daddy done got me all in the dictionary. Listen, I'm so peacock proud and high and happy and elephant lady.
No. It's okay. It's okay, baby. For right now, just stick to what you know.
Yes. We just peacock proud to you guys that y'all are hanging out with us on tonight. And we'll just go right into the interview. And mm-hmm. Guys, we have to break off at 9:35 because we do a segment over here on the Female After Show. It's a call Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9:35, we'll do that segment. Then we'll come back and finish up the interview. But we want to appreciate you. We see you coming in on the network. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. This is the E-Man After Show. My little chocolate chip, she's sitting over there. That's Mandy.
Hello.
We want to thank all of you guys. Well, Mr. McQueen, Kareem, and Mr. Malik.
Yes, sir.
Man, are y'all excited about this great event y'all guys getting ready to do down there in Oklahoma? Man, we like 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Yeah. We definitely elated. You know, I'm salivating. I can't wait.
Bless you.
It's like Errol Spence, you know, he can't wait to be Terrence Crawford.
Right. Yeah. Actually, that fight is the same night, right?
It's the same night.
Oh, man. So y'all going to have the big screens? We're going to be able to see the fight down there while we're in Oklahoma?
well, I can't promise you that.
Yeah.
Once the Staff Awards is over, I'm headed to somebody's big screen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Errol Spence. I got to see Errol Spence make history.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's going to be a great fight. But, man, I would say you've been fighting, you and your son. You know, your son is just a fine young man. He's mm-hmm. executive of the board member. You know, he's making sure all these bills getting paid around there,
right.
Making all these great decisions. Just a fine young man. But Mr. Kareem, to all our listeners that never heard of the TAP Awards and don't even understand what that means, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and all that you do and a little bit about the TAP Awards? How you even got started with all of that, sir?
Yeah, so yeah, I appreciate it. Just to give a brief synopsis, my mom, TAP is the acronym for Teachers Appreciation Foundation. And it started just a little under 10 years ago. And the idea of the mustard seed came from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 40-year-plus first-grade school teacher. She was about to retire during that time. And I said, Mom, I want to do something that's unprecedented, something very unique in terms of honoring retired school teachers.
Right.
So she critiqued me. Excuse me, I might sound a little windy because I'm walking down to one intersection. And I'm waiting on my Uber drive.
I understand.
Excuse me. I'm a little windy.
No problem.
So she critiqued me. And she said, well, I've been to enough banquets and ceremonies and stuff. Try something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went back home, came back to her. I said, Mom, this is in the pit of my gut. It's just a divine feeling that I can't shake.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, have you ever heard of a custodian? A school bus driver, a cafeteria worker. She would start going down the line of the mm-hmm. school village getting awarded on that same platform. I said, I haven't. She said, include that and you got something. And here we are almost a decade later with the TAP Awards, which is the Grammys. And I
mm-hmm.
say that emphatically. It's the Grammys for educators, dignitaries, and the support staff worldwide.
Mm-hmm. That man,
I come from a little town in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I say that humbly.
Yes.
And we were going, and we looked to see Texas in the building, Hampton, Virginia in the building, St. Louis. The list can go on and on about the eclectic range of participants and attendees that's going to be at the TAP Awards this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we know it's going to be a awesome award show this
mm-hmm.
year because you're honoring some of the greats and you know, to all the teachers out there, to all the educators from principals all the way down to, you know, the TAs to the custodians. Man, we you know, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District here myself, And it's just a great thing to, you know, to be honored to someone decided to say, hey, we want to recognize all that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, we just appreciate you being courageous and bold enough to take on the task. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I see you all around the circuit because I also see that you guys, y'all partner with Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Oklahoma just to be a part of this great network. Talk to me a little bit about that, sir. How did that collaboration come about?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. They seen one of my one of my interviews on one of the news stations, and
mm-hmm.
they piqued their interest. They said, "What can we do to be a part of such a gargantuous event that honors
mm-hmm.
people on the type of platform?" And so we connected. We had a couple of meetings, and I said, "Oh, absolutely. We definitely can partner with you guys." And I'm keeping
right.
it, you know, as seamless as possible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we ran into a few complications with a few people, but as far as the Big Brothers and Big Sisters out of Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
it was a very seamless process. So it's basically, to put it all in a nutshell, they seen one of our promotional media interviews,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to be a part of the TAF Award.
Yes. Well, if someone else wanted to be a part of the TAF Awards, or just, you know, because listen to all of you rich folk out there, to all of you sponsors and, you know, those of you, I think this is organization is an organization that we need to get behind.
Mm-hmm.
And to all of y'all that's got the big dollars, you know, you're listening on the E-Man After Show, you're listening down there in Oklahoma City, you know, I think we just should get behind this particular organization when you start talking about our teachers and
mm-hmm.
appreciating them, Mr. Kareem, I think this is worth being having a partnership. You understand what I'm saying? Having some type of way that we can continue because, you know, listen, you know, I mean, this thing is going to be grand. And, man, we just excited to, man, we on our way to Oklahoma. Listen, we gassing up to Lincoln. We on our way down there. You still understand what I'm saying? We coming to
yes,
have
sir.
A great
yeah.
time. Yes, and we just, man, we see you guys standing by on the phone lines. Listen, you have any questions for Mr. Kareem and Mr. Malik, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in. But, Mr. Malik, how you doing, young man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, and unapologetic about it. yes, sir. Well, this young man, you are the executive board member of this organization, and I think you share with me you're 20-something years old. I bet you it's hard trying to keep all these people in line, making sure all the bills are getting paid and making sure everything is running right. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about your role in this organization, Mr. Malik?
Yes, sir. So I am a board member. We have multiple board members. Some of the things that I do is I make sure that everything is going correctly as far as certain aspects on different decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I do, I make decisions on certain aspects as far as finances go, you know, different things like that. But
right, right.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's awesome to be dealing
mm-hmm.
with the money. Making sure people don't go over budget down there. I trust me, I know how it go. Listen.
And that's hard right there. That's hard, you know, just making sure that we stay on. But, you know, we gotta
right.
do it. We gotta do it.
Right. Right. Cause, you know, just to those of you know, because I have an opportunity to do the BET Awards and the Image Awards. Those of you know that I'm a member of the Potter's House. It was the year that my pastor was honored in L.A. at the Image Awards, and, you know, I had to work that whole event. And it just take a lot to put on a red carpet event, just the red carpet alone.
Yes,
a lot of work.
Yeah. You know, I work in production, and so we understand, Mr. Malik, but sir, talk to me a little bit. How did it make you feel just to be following in your father's footsteps? Talk to me just a little bit about, man, when I see all that you're doing, following in your father's great footsteps, man, just tell me a little bit about that. That's just to be commendable just as well, because I know he's walking you through and teaching you all the ropes, because, you know, this would go down in history The TAF Awards will go down in history and leave that kind of legacy where it succeeds him and you and your his grandkids. Talk to me a little. How did that just make you feel as a young man to follow in your father's footsteps?
To be completely honest, it's honorable. It's an elated feeling. The feeling is so great, it's kind of hard to explain because before my dad even told me about the TAF Awards or TAF in general, that was giving back to teachers is something that I said that I was going to do. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a philanthropist somehow by giving back to the teachers. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but that's what I'm going to do.
Yes,
so
sir.
When my dad came to me with this specific thing, and he's like, yeah, we're going to do this and give back to the teachers, but not only the teachers, we're going to give back to all of this. It like, I was so excited. I was like, Pops, that's exactly what I've been saying that I'm going to do. So it's like, you know, the feeling is so, I feel like it's organic. It's natural. It's not going to be a, you know, people say when you work a job, then, you know, it's something. But when you're doing something that you love doing, it's not really a job when you're doing that kind of work, right? So doing
right.
this kind of work, something that's organic and I'm passionate about, is not really a job. So I feel, you know, I feel elated and honored just to follow in his footsteps and be able to leave something for the teachers, and not just the teachers in Oklahoma, but worldwide.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, man, that's to be commendable. And I tell you, me and Mandy and We Talk Radio Network and Amanda, the Mentor Show and Blog Talk, we head down to Oklahoma City, and we are finally officially get to meet you guys. And, man, we just excited about being a part of this great organization. And I tell you, y'all brothers are doing some great works because I think we were sharing on the Mandy, the Mentor Show, you know, it don't really have nothing to do with the TAF Awards, but I do know, you know, I knew you teamed up with a guy that do ties. What do you call it? Tied up? You know what I'm saying? And I've been watching you guys. Y'all pretty clean down there. I got to come down there with my time. Listen, I'm going to be suited up. Don't get it twisted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's how we want you to be.
Yes, sir. Y'all going to know E-Man was in the house for sure. me and Mandy, we just so excited to be a part of this great event this year. And we, you know, it'll be an honor to meet you guys. And I can see already you're 80% sold out. Your tickets are going fast. And Mandy, if they want to get them tickets, I mean, if you guys want to get these tickets, you know, where do they go to get those tickets, Mandy?
Okay, you guys can go to TAF5.org. That's TAF5.org. Also, you can call 405-532-3488. It's important to note that tickets will not be available for purchase at the door. So you guys want to go online and purchase your tickets in advance.
Listen, y'all need to catch the bus, Gus. You know, y'all, you know, it's always those procrastinators no matter what. And so if you guys get down there and you ain't got your ticket, you ain't going to be able to find Mr. Kareem because he's going to be moving around.
Right.
But I'm quite sure Malik got something in place, you know, because, you know, he's driving this ship. Well, man, we just thanking you guys on tonight. The phone lines, I mean, the phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Miss Kia Davis sent her love, and she's just going to support just as well. Even if she can't make it, you know, she's going to support. And we just appreciate what you guys are doing. But listen, guys, I got to do a segment. When we come back out of the segment, because you guys want to hang on, because y'all got an honoree this year that we want to talk about when we come back on the other half of the hour, you know, that you're honoring at the all of you definitely want you to come back. We're honoring our guy. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other end. But we got a segment that we do over here called Encouragement for the Soul. It's by Fred Bell. And if you guys haven't, you know, had an encouragement for today, Kareem and Mr. Malik, we try to give people encouraging words because, you know, when they go down go to sleep at night. We want them to go to bed with some good news in their psyche. So you guys hold on.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show, talking to founder and CEO, Mr. Kareem Muhammad, and board director member, Malik Muhammad. We'll be back with more of the E-Man Show right after this. Amanda, why are you handing me notes while I'm just... we'll be back in a few minutes, guys.
You are now tuned in to encouragement, for your soul, with Fred Bell.
Is there someone I'm talking to tonight who heard someone tell them, or we've even told people, that I love you forever? I love you forever and ever, and I'll never leave you. Only to find out a few months later that they're no longer around. Meaning either you got a divorce or they broke up with you. But there's also someone out there tonight that's looking for someone to love them. Because in this life, everyone wants someone to love them. No matter if you say you do it or not, everyone wants love. But sometimes we may be looking for love in all the wrong places. We look for love from our animals. We look for it from people. We even look for it from our employers or at our jobs. We try to find satisfaction in something because we want to be loved. But there's someone who will really love you forever and ever. And his name is Jesus Christ. God sent his only begotten Son down to die for us. And he said, whoever so believeth in him shall have everlasting life. He also said, I go to prepare a place for you so that you may be with me also. Meaning he wants you to be with him forever. Did you know when God sent his Son down, he sent him down because we weren't fit to die. Meaning we were destined for hell. But he loved us so much that he sent his Son down to bear our sins. So when he says he'll love you forever, he really means it. I can give you a good example. How many times have you left him and came back and he didn't hold anything against you? He opened his arms. He didn't ask you why. He didn't question you. He just welcomed you back into his arms and he loved you as if nothing ever happened. So the next time you're looking for love, don't look for it in people. Don't look for it in places. Don't look for it in things. Just look for it in the one that loves us with no strings attached. And his name is Jesus Christ. And if there's anyone out there tonight who's feeling like they're not loved or they can't find love, you're looking for it in the wrong place. Just open the Bible and you will find a word in there that lets you know that Jesus Christ will love you forever, forever, and ever. I hope this word encouraged someone tonight to find love in him and not them. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WeTalkRadio.com. We're live with E-Man himself.
Attention, attention, attention all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you dial the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DB signing off on We Talk Radio.
Check one. My mic sounds like check one. Check one. E-Man, oh, after show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back, everybody. We want to appreciate all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines that's over there on the network, We Talk Radio Network. Man, you got the E-Man After Show. We are talking to founder and CEO, Mr. Kareem Muhammad. Man, these guys are getting ready to do the TAF Awards. But ladies and gentlemen, we got a couple of announcements for you on tonight. Why? Because here in the city of Dallas, Texas, just before we bring Mr. Kareem back into the conversation, him and his son Malik, we got a couple of great events that's happening next week, next Saturday, July the 22nd. We have a couple of great events. To all of you that live down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you can join these events, man, this weekend, and then travel down to Oklahoma with us next weekend.
Right.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that follow this show, man, we just connected with a lot of great people. Listen, we got a prayer brunch that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next Saturday morning at 11:30. Man, it's presented by D28 Women. D28 Women is a prayer brunch, and they're getting ready to do that great event. And, man, it's going to be over in the DeSoto Civic Center over there in DeSoto, Texas. It's at 11:30 p.m. Man, you guys want to make sure that you be a part of this. They have a couple of great speakers that's going to be speaking. They have the First Lady of Love and Fellowship Baptist Church over in DeSoto, Dorothy Sneed. Then they have Pastor Kenneth Prox is going to be speaking. I think we had him for one of our Bible studies,
right,
this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is a great event. Shout out to Miss Yubeth Smith, Minister Smith. Man, she's put this great prayer breakfast on. It's a prayer brunch this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you guys to get your tickets. We want you to hear up and get your tickets, because this event is about to be sold out just as well. Listen, if you want to register, you can go to d28ministry.org. Click on upcoming events, and it gives you all the information on how to register. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. And you take this number down. Get y'all get a pen app. Take this number down. Everybody get a pen app. You know, I'm going to do like they do in church.
All right now.
Y'all taking notes. Get this pen app. You can go to, you can call the business number at 682-556-5824. And go ahead and get your tickets. Listen, you want to have your face in the place. It's a prayer brunch, and man, it's going to be exciting. And that's happening on July the 22nd once again in the DeSoto area at the DeSoto Civic Center. Y'all know where the DeSoto Civic Center is, over there off of Hampton Road and Preller Run. Stop by if you ain't got nothing going on. Stop by and check that out. Then we got another event that's happening actually the same day. Man, won't you help me out with that event?
Right. So express your creativity and enjoy music while socializing with friends. Elite Vision is putting on a paint and karaoke night hosted by CJ Bell and Keisha Kirby. As E-Man stated, it's going to be on the same day, July the 22nd at 6 p.m. It's going to be held at Mimi's Wings. That's on 700 South Crockery Hill Road, Suite 158 in Duncanville, Texas. Those of you in the DFW Metroplex, you know where Duncanville is, right?
Right.
To register, you can go to EliteVisionEvents.com. You can also contact Elite Vision at 214-235-6896.
Yes, and you guys want to be a part of that great event. If you want to paint and do some kickers, man, and you think you can sing, you.
Listen, I was going to give you a note. Don't push me.
Listen, you guys want to go out and paint and just have a good time. It's always a lot of great things that's going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So next weekend, it's going to be a powerful weekend, an impactful weekend. Why? Because you got a prayer brunch. You know, I know they're going to have some good food, some mm-hmm. good word, and some good praise. It's all happening over there at the DeSoto Civic Center. It's D28. It's Deuteronomy 28 Women presents this great prayer brunch. And shout out to Miss Yubeth Smith. You guys, you know, we had her on quite a bit over here on the E-Man After Show, the Men of the Ministry. Just an awesome event she do every year. So we want to be a part of that just as well.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're we're talking to Mr. Kareem Muhammad, and we're talking to him and his son, Malik Muhammad. Why? Because if you missed the prayer brunch and you missed the painting, you can slide down to Oklahoma City with us and catch you can catch this great award show, this weird corporate event that's going on down in Oklahoma City in the Rotunda building at the state capitol. Man, I'm excited, man. Listen, I got one of the baddest suits. Mr. Kareem and Mr. Malik, are you still with us? Are you guys hanging out with me tonight?
Here.
Listen,
yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
I'm so excited. I like to catch the bus. I don't even know no buses run down.
And if you pull that suit out of the closet one more time.
Listen.
Just one more time.
Man. Listen, it's going to be on and popping. And Mr. Kareem and Mr. Malik, I know y'all been around the media circuit. So, man, we 2 weeks out and the tickets are going fast. And once again, we just appreciate you guys, what you're doing. But when we left off, we was talking about, you know, the honorees. And we want to talk a little bit about that, man.
Yes, yes. We do want to talk a little bit about that because we noticed that you have an honoree who is an actor.
Yes.
Glennon Rucker, right?
Yes.
And
Lamar,
we would love for
yeah.
you to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we would love for you to tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, because a lot of you guys know this brother here, man. You can find this brother. He done played in so many different great movies, Malik and Mr. Kareem, you know, Meet the Browns. He played in Black Coffee. He done played in actually, he was in one of my friend's movies called First Impression of Michael Muhammad. And then, too, a lot of you know him. Mr. Kareem shared with us, you know, we know he played in, Mr. Kareem? He played in 5 Heartbeats? You know, did he play that movie?
Temptation?
One of them.
Sorry if we're wrong.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one it was, but...
Enlighten us, sir.
Talk to us a little bit about, how did y'all make the decision and what kind of award he's getting so our listeners can understand that, and this is where Malik come in at. Every year they do something different and they have strategized to where they are able to not only just give awards to the teachers, but go outside of that. Talk to me a little bit about that, sir.
Yeah, so it's Mr. Doctor, actually, Dr. Lamon Rucker.
Lamon Rucker, okay.
He has a plethora. His catalog extends almost 30 years. One particular, specific movie he was in was one of my favorite movies, The Temptation. He played Jimmy Ruffin, which is David Ruffin's big brother.
Right.
Okay.
And the list goes on and on. Like you said, Black Coffee, he's on Meet the Browns, he's on Why Did I Get Married, 1 and 2.
Right.
And the Tap Awards Academy is the subsidiary that makes the decision on who gets these substantial awards. So in addition to the educators, we have the dignitaries, as Mr. Lamon Rucker, Dr. Lamon Rucker, he serves as the dignitary. He will receive the TAB Dignitary Award of Supreme Excellence.
Yes, sir.
And so we're very, very excited about that.
Yes. Yes. You know, I act a little bit too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Email me your portfolio.
I got to meet Mr. Walker. He's on a project with my friend Arthur Muhammad, who is a film producer and a filmmaker here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. And he starred in First Impressions. You know, he was the lead actor in First Impressions, and the brother just got it going on. You know, but man, we want to thank you guys for that, I think his Uber driver must have picked him up. We want to thank all of
you. Know what?
We want to thank
what?
You guys
you know,
for what you guys are doing. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, I know we're live on air, but it actually got kicked back another 7 minutes. So I'm standing on the phone for another 7 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, we just Man, we just so excited. I'm so excited. I'm, you know, listen, the 29th can't come fast enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, as I've been watching your media and your press and just all the different events that you had going on leading up, you know, Malik, and y'all could talk to me a little bit about leading up to this great award, because a lot of people don't know. When you put this board together, you have these strategies. It takes a lot to put these kind of awards on. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hard work. And Mr. Kareem, I want to shout out to your wife. Now, don't know your wife, but I do understand it takes that kind of partner, you know, that stands on the side of you and make a lot of that happen. Being understanding and putting in all the hard work, you know, doing all the to that person that's listening on the network was like, well, you know, I never been to a war show at this from this kind of magnitude, because this is a big award. What does it take just to put a lot of these great awards on?
Well, it's definitely not for the faint at heart.
Yes, sir.
It takes a lot of why you on your phone, or why you got, you know, why you got so many radio interviews. Oh,
yeah.
You did a TV interview. You got another one coming up. So, it you know, when the colloquial everyday obligations are inadvertently – hold on a second.
No problem.
You can see that I'm outside.
When yeah, no problem.
And I apologize for that. And
no
the,
problem.
When the colloquial everyday obligations are inadvertently – not attended to, it does, you know, interfere with, okay, when is all this going to be done? I know what you're doing. It's a great cause, but I'm just ready for it to be over with.
So it's like,
because I got Fox 25, July 24th, and I got two other interviews after that.
Right, right.
So it just, you know, it does take somebody that can understand and know the level of dedication.
Yes, sir.
That it takes to put on a show of this magnitude.
Right, right. And you know, and I you know, a lot of times those kind of awards is paid staff that put the work in. But, you know, to make a lot of this work, it takes volunteers. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys have any volunteers or people just want to be a part of the organization and they just come and volunteer and help? Even if they ain't doing nothing but passing out the flyers or just bringing water, you know, do y'all have volunteers a part of y'all organization to help out just as well to do the sit-ups and the teardowns and do the light? I mean, a lot of this stuff is paid, but to make these big events successful, it takes a lot of willing volunteers that just believe in the dream. You know, to come along on the side of you guys and help. Do y'all do any of that?
Yes, we do. We have a team of about almost 20 people that volunteer their time to help out on the logistics side.
Okay.
The heartbeat of the actual show itself.
Yes.
So logistically, we have a, you know, pretty decent number and team of people.
Mm-hmm.
To come and volunteer their time.
Yes.
And we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So people that want to volunteer their time or people that just want to donate monetary support, it is a tax write-off to our organization.
Right.
And people that do volunteer, you know, we may, you know, give them a letter of, you know, community service or a letter of recognition, a letter of recommendation to volunteer their time with us.
Right,
because
we
are a nonprofit 501c3.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the phone line, if you guys have any questions for Dr. Kareem, I'm going to call him Dr. Kareem and Malik.
Oh, I appreciate that.
yeah, because, man, I mean, you know, once again, thank you for being courageous and bold enough to take on this task. Thank you. Shout out to your team, those that work hard and diligently behind the scenes, because I know what all it takes to make that work for 35 years, almost 40 years. I've been in production, and I have did some of the greatest production from MegaFest. I think I did every MegaFest that it have been. I have did a whole lot of big events from Grammys and, well, I didn't do but one Grammy and one Image Awards, but I know what it takes to make all that work. I'm a sound engineer by trade. I'm a videographer. I do sound. I do lighting. I do all of that. And it takes a lot of hard work to do that. Then I'm a producer, then a radio host. I do it. So I know, listen, it's a lot of hats that, that comes together, and the strategies and the meeting of the minds to be real, real detailed about the most simple of this thing. Because you know what I found out, right, Mr. Muhammad and Mr. Malik? You can do all this stuff right. I mean, you can do all this stuff, but one little simple thing is going to catch somebody's eye. You understand?
That's all it takes.
And they'll make it be, what about the red carpet that you walked on? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, mistype Mr. Rucker name wrong and see what happens.
Right. Definitely, we got a partner with you for next year, because we'll be in Dallas. The 10th annual TAP Awards will be in Dallas, Texas next year.
Hey.
So we definitely want to partner with you on that. But,
yes, sir.
In this world of public awareness, what I've been doing almost a decade, you can never please everybody. I can go feed a million people.
Yes, sir.
And even within those million people, somebody's gonna say, okay, the green beans wasn't warm enough.
Right.
Why did he give us cornbread instead of raw?
Right.
So you can never please everybody. So we have to stick to our guns, so to speak, for the lack of a better phrase, and deliver, what we're called to do, to deliver an unprecedented platform, the Grammys, to educators and support staff, dignitaries around the world.
Right.
Like I said, we got people flying in that have never, ever been to Oklahoma City, from Hampton, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Like six people coming from Hampton, Virginia that's never, ever been to Oklahoma, and they're coming just for the TAP Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, man, the TAP Awards is, listen, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard all that this event is getting ready to take on the scenes. And man, I just think it's ironic how significantly is our people, because we've been held down for so long. And to get these kind of platforms and to see you guys, living out your dream, and a black man that's doing it. You know, we talk about even on this network, this is a black-owned network. When you look at the Kathy Hughes that's going off the scene, and Kia Davis and the Kareem Muhammad's, when you look at the Tyler Perry's at Boss Studios, and to see our people succeed, it's a beautiful thing. You understand what I'm saying? And so we always want to be able to allow you guys to have these kind of platforms to be able to show our future, which is the quote that you made. It's some young person out there that has a dream.
Right.
You know, it could be your grandbaby. They're going to look back and say, I remember Mr. Kareem Muhammad and Mr. Malik Muhammad and his old organization.
Mm-hmm.
They put on, I grew up in Oklahoma City. I know them guys. You understand what I'm saying? That's my hometown. And some young person is going to be, getting an award, even if it's in school or whatever category that you guys. Talk to us a little bit, because we know you guys got to go. Talk to us, how do you pick these categories? And go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, sir. The phone kind of cut out. Go ahead, Malik. My phone kind of cut out a little bit.
Yeah, I was asking, how do you guys pick the categories, or do your team come together and y'all pick the honorees and the categories of the people that's going to win these awards?
Yes. The categories and the selections are done by the TAF Awards Academy.
Okay.
And that is a group of an odd number of people, and I subjectively and purposely give them control and and create creative control on who is selected and who is nominated for those categories. It may be up to six. It may be up to nine categories that these people are selected for.
Right.
But it's done by the TAP Awards Academy. Even I don't know who is the winner when they say they're the nominees are. Now, again, keep in mind, it's two phases of awardees. The first part of the show, you have your nominees, and then we have the intermission, and then the second half of the show, you have your dignitaries. Dignitaries, i.e., like aristocracies, you have the have mayors, you have pastors, you have principals, people who have been selected to receive the award. Then you have on the front side, like the opening of the show, you have your nominees, who and they say and the nominees are. Then they read the nominees, and then they say, and the winners are.
The E-Man After
Show.
That's
the first part of the show. Oh. Yeah, the E-Man After Show. We got to put you down for next year.
Yes, sir.
We got to put you down for next year.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Yes. We're going to be in your city. We're going to be in Dallas next year.
Yes, sir. That's going to be great. Where are you guys holding it in Dallas, if I can ask that? Do you know?
Right now, it's still in this creative process.
Oh, okay. Well, I listen. I know a lot of great event halls. We'll talk about it.
Yes,
sir.
We're open to it. We're open to it.
Yeah, man. This is this year is to be commendable, and me and Mandy, we just and on behalf of Kia Davis, she's listening on the network on tonight. We just honor you guys. We appreciate you guys.
Yes,
y'all guys are doing a great job, an awesome job, and we need to see more of this, and we want to get behind it and keep pushing it because it's going to get grand. I don't know if this is a word. It's going to get grander and grander. you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe this thing
is funny. I'm gonna have to not only echo, but borrow your phrase. We're gonna be peacock proud in Dallas.
Hey, I'm telling you. All right, this is what you did.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Yeah, because you guys are doing a great job. And, I do want to honor your mother. I think we'll get to meet her this year. I just want to look her in her face and tell her thank you. Thank you because you raised a great young man. Thank you that you put this in a young man. And, man, I know she's elephant and lady. And I'm trying to use some big words here, man. Don't be pinching me.
Malik, y'all ain't giving some big words to you.
Please.
I get all my words from you, So it's gonna be echo from what you say,
Yes, sir. Well, man, we appreciate you guys tonight stopping by the E-Man After Show. We had you on the Man to the Mentor Show. I know you out on the circuit tonight. There is no problem because when we come around the E-Man After Show, we just like for you to get relaxed and be yourself and just, we taking the time to explain to the listeners because people want to be a part of it, but we need you guys to go ahead and register. We need you to get registered. Mm-hmm. Listen, we want to sell this event completely out. We don't want no tickets left. We want, when you come to Oklahoma, we want you to be trying to find tickets. Now, don't be bootlegging no tickets down there. Let me go on and say this.
Nah.
Don't be scaffolding no tickets.
They already have tried.
Our people.
Oh, man.
We have that every year.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because we got some technology now. We can tell if you to make where you got those tickets from. Hint.
Right.
These Steam programs and this technology today, all of y'all use the QR code and all of that. Listen, we got some machines. Just like they can tell counterfeit money, we can tell if them tickets been duplicated.
Right.
Right. Listen, I work in that whole industry. I can tell you a whole lot of stuff. But we want you to get behind this young man. We want you to get behind this organization and support this organization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my soapbox tonight. I'm going to preach a little bit. We want you to support, because this is an honorable and a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And We want to thank you once again, sir, and we're just glad to be able to come this year and just to celebrate with you guys and to be a part of it. And looking forward to you coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Listen, Dallas, they're coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in 2024. That's going to be off the chain. Man, that's going to
be
that's going to be great. And so, Mr. Malik and Mr. Muhammad Kareem, man, we want to appreciate you guys. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long tonight because I know you out there on the circuit and y'all guys doing a great job. But I just wanted you to come by and talk a little bit about this great award show that you guys are getting ready to do. I see you talk to E-Man over here. You know, it's another show here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They got a host named E-Man, too. I see you had a conversation with him. You know, I see you going all around the market, Mr. Kareem. You some everywhere.
spread the word.
Well, man.
You know,
well,
like,
man.
As you said, we're 80% sold out. Tickets are not available at the door. I echo. Tickets are not available at the door. Log on to our website, taf5.org. That's TAF5.org.
Yes, sir.
To get your tickets. This is a worldwide effort.
Mm-hmm.
And 2024, we will be in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, man, that's going to be great. And so to all of you around the network, listen, Switzerland, I don't know how far you are from Dallas-Fort Worth, but we know you out there. Because, man, we check the stats out. We are all around the globe. And
mm-hmm.
maybe you can't fly in. Maybe you can't come in. But you can prepare yourself for next year to be a part of this great event on next year. And so, man, all of you that's in, listen, from Houston to New Orleans to Austin to Sherman, listen, all roads lead to Oklahoma City July the 29th. We want to be a part of this great event. It's going to be on it. Listen, my little chocolate chip over here, she already got her lashes done, her nails done, her toes done. She just all glammed up over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She got a gown out.
Y'all ready for the red carpet social? You know, we have a lot of media there.
Yeah,
so
right.
She may get interviewed on the Spanish network. She may get interviewed all the way out of you know, it don't matter, Washington. It may, you know, you never know who may be there to interview you. So, yeah.
That's right.
Red carpet, black tie.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, man, we're looking forward to meeting you guys and seeing you guys down there in a couple of weeks. Well, guys, we appreciate you tonight. Mr. Malik, have we missed anything? If we missed anything, y'all think we need to know, y'all can take this liberty to cover anything that we missed. And then y'all got any shout-outs you guys would love to do or people you had listening, y'all can take this moment, and then we'll get ready to let you guys go. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's be a part of the TAF Awards by Kareem Muhammad and Mr. Malik Muhammad. Go ahead, sir.
All I want to say is shout out to my mom, shout out to Kenny, and I want everybody to go get your tickets expeditiously. Like we said earlier, tickets will not be sold at the door, and you do not want to miss this event. All roads lead to OKC, July 29th.
Yes.
Come have a ball.
In 2 miles, turn left on North Coast.
Yes, sir. I want to thank Dallas for allowing us another phenomenal interview. It's spread all over Dallas, Fort Worth area, Texas as a whole. You know, this is a monolithic Voltron that we have, and we want all walks of life to come to the TAF Awards in Oklahoma City. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, we thank you, sir. So, soldier, we want you to stay on the wall. We want you to keep putting your foot to the plow. And we want you to keep on doing what you're doing. Why? Because you've been assigned to this a task, and, boy, you're doing the doggone thing. So, man, we'll see you in 2 weeks. We head down there in two weeks.
Sir.
And make sure, a little hint, Malik, make sure y'all have a screen up because fight it on that, you know, that same night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes. Well, man, we appreciate you guys. We're not going to hold you guys. Thank you for stopping by the E-Man after show over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, thank you.
You know, you always got a platform over here, sir, and we just honored to have you guys on tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
See you in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, you guys be blessed, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
All right.
Now.
All right.
Bye now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Kareem Muhammad. He is the CEO and the founder of the TAF Awards. You know, man, these brothers, they just doing the doggone thing. They move it around. Man, they have been working the circuit, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'll have an opportunity to really get to meet those two guys. And, you know, we got wind of them a year ago, and it's just a great honor to bring them on, to interview them, and to you know, be a part of this particular award show this year.
That's right.
You know, we're going to go down this year and be a part of that great award. And, man, it's just exciting to know it's coming to Dallas next year.
Very exciting.
Yes. And so I can tell you, you know, when you see things like this going on, and when I say things, when you see organizations like this mm-hmm. in the times that we're living in, can you imagine 2 years ago we was dealing with COVID?
Mm.
You know, 2 or 3 years ago, we was dealing with COVID.
Right.
But out of COVID-19, you know, we're honoring teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It says to me that he didn't let that particular situation stop, because this is the 9th annual. So, which, you know, they continue to do mm-hmm. a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, on down through the, you know, through COVID-19. In other words, he didn't let his dream die.
Right.
You understand? And what a lot of people don't even know, man, that brother had a stroke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had a stroke. He talked about it last year, him having a stroke, and God have raised him up. So he's up and he's running.
He is.
Yeah. So shout out to you, Mr. Kareem and Mr. Malik. We are Peacock Pride and Hyena. Happy to be a part of that this year. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Yeah, man, we want to thank all of you guys that join us each and every Sunday night.
Yes.
And I believe it's next Sunday night, which is the 23rd, right, man? Yeah, it'll be the 23rd. We have Emmanuel. Emmanuel Simmons will be with us on next Sunday night.
Yes.
We're going to bring this brother on and have some great conversations with him. you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so true. Yeah, it's going to be some hot topics. So you guys want to make sure that you do not
It's going
to
be a hot topic.
I don't know. It may be some topics.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Emmanuel?
Mr. Emmanuel, mm-hmm. he comes with a wealth of information. There are some things that we may be knowledgeable of, and there may be things that we're not, you know, meaning that with that being said, there's things that when we are knowledgeable of, we can agree to, right, because mm-hmm. we are aware. And also when we're not very knowledgeable, sometimes we reject what we do not understand or we do not know.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I am almost certain that mm-hmm. there's going to be some agreement and disagreement, but we are open here on the E-Man After Show to hear different perspectives, you know?
Right. Well, you know, it's just a lot of things, and really, Mandy, you know, to have these kind of conversations. We live in an era now where, you know, our people have suffered from the lack of knowledge, and our people have been miseducated. You know, and Carter G. Woodson said that the best of miseducated Negro will lead you astray. And we have been miseducated in who we are as a people, mm. in a culture, and even in our religion. A lot of us are still ignorant to understanding, you know, our religion and how we practice a religion. Those of us that's real religious, you understand what I'm saying, and don't even understand, you know, when you know, a lot of times you ask people, you know, are you a Christian? Most people don't even know what that means. And they don't even know how to explain it, you know, because there's a question I would ask, you know, most people, they don't understand the difference from Christianity and Christianity. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference from Christianity and Christianity. And most Christians say they Christians, but they don't even understand what that means, because if they was taught right, they should say they more Christianity than Christianity. But we're going to get into a lot of that with Mr. Manuel. And basically what we're trying to do is to educate you, because when you're ignorant to language and don't really understand, mm-hmm. it's been a lot of buzz and taught words that we repeat.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we are all after God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are after the Creator. you know, which is Almighty God. And so we'll say in a minute, oh, I'm a Christian, but then somebody asks you what that means, you don't get it, you don't understand it. You start talking about, well, what church you go to, and I'm this, that, and not really understanding what's being asked. But if you're a believer of God, you're more Christianity than Christianity, because our whole walk and our whole makeup is to follow Christ, you know. And then a lot of people don't understand Christ is not Jesus' last name. You understand? Because Jesus don't have a last name, you know. And so if you don't even understand what Christ means, it just means the anointed one.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, you know, and growing up, we have always heard the name mentioned, Jesus Christ. And so most people just think that's his name, not understanding. He's just the called out one, the anointed one. But he is the Christ, because he's anointed.
Yes,
but we attached Christ to his name. His one name, Jesus, alone means everything.
Everything. And there is power in that name.
And we don't want to lose the
right.
You know, and so we're gonna listen. And I'm definitely want to talk to Mr. Manuel.
Me too.
Because the first question to you, I don't care who you are, we want to break down you to understand that Jesus was a black man. That's how I'm going to start the conversation.
So let me differentiate.
Sure. Go right ahead.
So absolutely right. According to the word, let's go to the word, because according to the word of God and the description, there was a reason for Jesus' description in the Bible.
For
and
sure.
According to the word of God, there, I mean, what other description is going to match the description that the word of God gives? But let me say this. I think where people get confused,
okay,
man,
get
is that when we give the description of Jesus, and we say, okay, the description is a black man, people think that we're saying God is a black God.
Right.
And
right.
No, God is a God of all, right?
Right.
We're all created in his image, according to the word of God. But when he came down in human flesh,
right,
as his son, Jesus, the description of the word of God was a black man. No one is saying God was black.
Right.
We need to differentiate that. I think that when you say it, we know the Godhead, we know God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, but what we're referring to is in human form.
Right.
Sometimes, Iman, I think that although people would, I'm not saying that we're ignorant to that, but I think that when we sit down and we put it on paper, I think that it makes more sense and it's more acceptable.
And I think, man, also we have been taught to, we have been taught and been conditioned to play it down as a people, understanding why it is, you know, you really understand why it's important to be recognized that he's a black man.
Absolutely.
And because we have got this theology today where we're trying to teach away that Jesus it's not about color. It's definitely the whole Bible is about color. And I think it's an insult to God, to any pastor. I challenge any pastor, anybody, they say it is an insult to God for you to play down his creation, because he created each and every one of us, and he did it for a reason. And me being a black man, I wouldn't even read the Bible if I didn't see myself in it, because I think it's another European book.
And when we research, we find out that the Hebrews, that we find out that they were black, right?
Right.
They were, and at the end of the day, it is important, because we know that we talk about slavery.
Yes.
We talk about the mind of black people, brilliant minds.
Yes.
Although a lot of our discoveries and our things that we've invented, it's been taken away or it's been sold due to lack of finances, right? Due to lack of knowledge, due to lack of education. And I do feel like it's important. But let me say this, because I feel, Iman, that when people speak of these things,
right.
automatically in people's mind it goes to hate. Automatically in people's mind, dividing us. That's not necessarily true. Now, we do have those out there. They use these facts to discredit, to cause division. But I feel like, and this is just my take on it, my perspective,
mm-hmm.
I feel like knowing these things, it should strengthen us as a people, not to divide us from other colors, because God, when we speak of God, God loves everyone.
Right, right.
And he stated that we are all created in his image. But to know that in the form of man, he came down as his son Jesus, as a black man, it to me, it just tells us how much power, authority that we really possess, right?
Right.
How brilliant we really are. Why? There's a reason, in my opinion, mm-hmm. why black people was enslaved, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why Jesus was an outcast.
Right. Well,
there's
for sure.
a reason to this. And at the end of the day, we really have to know who we are. Now, does that deem us to be special? Does that mean that the Lord, He's biased? Absolutely not. Because when Jesus came, he died for everyone, every color, every background, everyone. However, there is a correlation. And a lot of times we need to go back and do our research, really research and know who we are. I just had to say that, Eman, because I cringe at the thought of hate. When we talk about Jesus.
That's because we've been conditioned like that, man. We've been conditioned through white theology to play it down. And it's a whole lot of pastors that's probably listening to this show and who listen to this show. They've been conditioned. And so when you've been conditioned to teach like that, mm-hmm. once again, you keeping us enslaved because you really telling us we shouldn't worry about us being in the Bible. Yes, ma'am. We're talking, I mean, it's somebody on the network, it's somebody listening on the phone lines. Already in your head, you say that don't matter. It's very, very important that you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to practice this organized religion, you need to understand that you're significant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to feel shame, you know, to acknowledge the creator, to acknowledge his son as being a black, because we are significant people.
If
we don't really understand our roots and understand that all of this was conditioned, and so now we have the black preacher in church, they are shy away from this whole conversation. Why? Because they want to control your thinking anyway. And
I feel mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. it's important for us to know who we are, right?
Yes, yes.
I also feel that we should not as a people, and generally speaking, right? We should not as a people allow that to become a distraction to our assignments. So I want to go back to what you stated mm-hmm, earlier. Mm-hmm. We talked about hate.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out here, Eman, and that's not your message, but there are people out here. They do utilize Jesus being black to weaponize other races.
Yes, yes.
So with that being said, I understand why when. And this should not be, but mm-hmm. I understand why when a person say Jesus was a black man, that a person's mind, their intellect, all automatically go to hate, right?
Right, right.
I get it. However, as Eman stated, it is so important for us, all of us, doesn't matter what color, what race you are, where you come from, what ethnicity you are, to know who you are. For example, mm-hmm. if when you have a very wealthy family, right?
Yes, yes,
they know their history. They know their roots.
Yes.
They know the ins and outs. Us as a people, as a black people, we need to know our history. We need to know our roots, because when you know your roots, you know how to operate.
And so next Sunday night, we're going to get real educated. We're going to get educated because I want this young man to come on for the liberation of our people.
Mm.
He's been in this city. He's put his foot to the plow. He know what he's talking about. And to those of you that feel like he's way like that, that's because you don't understand him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And since you don't understand him, you won't come around the domino table next Sunday night because you're shy away from the conversation because you don't want to be taught some education. He's not coming on to debate your Christianity and what you believe. He's coming on for our people's eyes to be open and enlightened, you know, for the struggle with inside of us as being, you know, Christians today, thus as being just mm-hmm. black people today, thus as understanding who we are so we can make a change and we can be significant, you know. And this is not to challenge you and in your head, what you've been taught all down through the years, mm-hmm. and you've been teaching, because a lot of men, I'm going to say it this way,
mm-hmm.
you know, because to deny the Son is denying the Father.
Absolutely.
You know, when you deny Jesus is black, you're denying the Father anyway, because mm-hmm. you're telling the Creator that don't matter, and he's telling you it does matter. It matters for a whole lot of significant reasons.
Well,
and so I think Mandy also, I think it like this here,
mm-hmm.
because we have tried to teach a message and carry a message for so long, until this is why we're not getting liberated. This is why we're not free. We still being chained and held in our minds, because we go so far. And then we'll see at the end of the day, I don't care about any of that, but until you realize that this is important, especially when your kids keep getting shot down in the street, you know, when they get to the point to where, you know, we're going to tie all of this in, because we're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff around the domino. We laying out the dominoes next Sunday night.
Okay, so I do have to add, yes, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be provided.
Yes.
Now, what I recommend, this mm-hmm. is what I recommend. I recommend, and this is with anything. I don't care what it is. From me speaking to, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yes, ma'am.
I recommend that if it's something that is questionable, for those of you that are listening, because, Eman, you have a lot of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are listening, if it's something that's questionable, sorry, guys, I need some water. We need to take it in prayer. Take it to God in prayer. It's mm-hmm. okay. And let me say this. It's always, for me, it's when we do not understand things, we do disagree at times.
Right.
It's okay. What's not okay is to attack.
Right, right.
It's, when we don't understand, it makes a person very foolish to attack something that we're not factual about,
mm-hmm.
we do not have insight about, that can possibly be a mystery to us. So my recommendation, as I do, is to take it to God in prayer. I believe the Holy Spirit reveals all things, all things.
Right.
And so I say that because at the end of the day, we do live in a world where there's a lot of information,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we respect Mr.
Emmanuel.
Mr. Emmanuel, we respect him as well. But at the same time, as believers, right, all of us being believers, including Mr. Emmanuel, it's our responsibility when things are said that may go over our head, or even things that we're kind of iffy about, it's our responsibility to take it to God in prayer. Trust me, God will always confirm.
Yeah, and so we bringing him next Sunday night, because I had a young man wrote in, you know,
uh-huh.
he wrote in about what Mr. Manuel said, that America's been lying to us all, and America's
Ooh.
Not who they are.
I can't wait for this conversation. Mr. Emmanuel, now I'm on your lane. I'm on your street, okay? I'm on your street with that one. I cannot wait for that conversation right there. I mean, I'm telling you, we may have to extend the show another 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, well, this young man, he wrote in. He said, I said, well, we bringing him,
oh.
you know, call in next Sunday night. I'll let you ask mm-hmm. him the question. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because our young people out there, they want to be,
oh.
uh-huh. you know, they want this kind of knowledge. And
yes,
so we embrace these kind of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to lay out the domino table.
We need to lay it out.
Big Six is going to start the game next Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot in
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
when you
yeah.
talk about
mm-hmm.
the America not being who they portrayed to be,
yes,
I
yes.
really want, because I believe Mr. Emmanuel is really going to enlighten our listeners about what it takes to get into the White House, what type of person you have to be, what you have to agree to, bloodline, all these different, what you have to partake in behind closed door. And I'm talking about detestable things, right?
Right, right.
I think Mr. Emmanuel has some insight information on this. We need to know what America really stands for. We really need to know this, because a lot of people, a country such as America, the land of the free, supposedly, right?
Right, right.
They hide under a lot of banners. In God we trust. In what God are we really trusting? Are they really
right.
trusting? So, Mr. Emmanuel, I just know that you're going to enlighten us. I cannot wait, sir, to tap into this particular topic.
I talked to this week. You know, I've talked to some old radio personalities,
mm-hmm.
because I'm getting ready to bring in some strong brothers with some, and it's once again, we're not doing this to, you know, attack the Christian community
right.
or anything like that. And trust me, I ain't intimidated. So
I'm a part of the Christian community, so I'm not attacking
too,
myself, okay?
Exactly. And so we're going to have these kind of conversations. And got another young man that I'm talking to, well, two or three other young men that mm-hmm. work hard in this city, you know, and they was just sharing with me. They was like, well, wow. I mean, but they did tell me, they say, this is what you need to understand, Mr. Eldridge. They're going to start trying to attack you because they want to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I say, oh, I already know. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because what they don't understand, I got thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a lot of support, and I ain't running. I ain't scared because I ain't no scary Negro. You understand what I'm saying? And so we're going to get into it.
That you're so true to your word. That is true.
Yes. And so with all the support and all the people that I have talked to,
mm-hmm.
even why I created this show and how I created it and stuff like that, I ain't just out here on a whim.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm ready for it, because anytime our people,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to liberate us and give us some free, you got to look for those kind of attacks. You got to look for that to come. I mean, if they can go, who would thunk, Mandy, and we
mm-hmm.
get ready to wrap this show up, who would thunk last year that they would go on the Capitol and attack the White House?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Have you ever known, Mandy, have you ever thought that we would live in an age and live in a world when it come that we can witness
mm-hmm.
where you go bomb the White House?
Yeah.
you know,
who would think that, in my thinking, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, a lot of this stuff can be orchestrated, right?
Yeah.
To provide us with smoke screens so that we won't see the bigger picture of what's
yes.
really happening in America. And a lot of this stuff be orchestrated by our government.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We have the depopulation. We just have so much going on. So I believe, E-Man, that these type of conversations are very, very relevant, right?
Right, right.
We need knowledge.
Yeah, we
look, need. I love to pray. I love to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I will never stop believing in prayer. But you know what? The scripture, when he said his people perish due to the lack of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
is so true, because there's certain insight that we do need to know how to move a lot of times,
right,
you know,
right, right.
in the land. And a lot of times we're not moving a certain way because we don't really have the knowledge that we need.
Right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, come back next Sunday night. We're going to lay out the domino table. It's going to be on and popping.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Manuel, if you're on the line, I can't stroll down. No, I stroll down. I know he's on the line listening.
Uh-huh.
Man,
wish we could bring him in.
Well, we get ready to wrap the show up.
I know.
We want to appreciate him on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had young people writing in this week, and they sent me all the emails. I was like, oh, wow. And so we're excited, man.
We are excited.
We're going to get some of his counterparts and the people that he knows. We're finna light it up over here on the E-Man After Show. I'm in now. It's going on 2 years. I'm settled now. We finna come with it. And just like he was talking about, it's important that we have. See, we used to have these kind of platforms. We had one of our sister stations, Heaven 97,
mm-hmm.
that they took off the air. We had the Willis Johnson Morning Show. Why? Because we had a lot of these people know one of our great activists down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, Mr. Event, they call it ET Event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, these guys, they have put their foot to the plow, and they have so much knowledge and
mm-hmm.
and it's rich, and so a lot of our people, they shy away from this, and when these kind of conversations come off and they start tying roots into our Christianity, they start tying these kind of conversations in, it begins to all of this hidden stuff that preachers have taught in the pulpit and won't really say and have hid it. I think I heard my pastor today repent a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He said God told him no more trying to bring about reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to those of you that's I'm talking about with blacks and whites. And
oh, okay.
He stated it like this here. God said, the reason why you don't see no change because I'm the one got to change it.
Come Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, because Bishop Jake's been on this tip for the last month or so, trying to get our people out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And so the black clergyman has begin to, especially when you realize your voice is power, your influence mm-hmm. all around the world, we cannot be manipulated by these preachers in the pulpit. You want to shout us to death. You want mm-hmm. to take up our money. You want us mm-hmm. to spin around 20 times and things don't happen the way you teach it.
Right.
You want us to say, we believe in God and we have faith, but to the average eye, you ain't really explaining it like you should explain it. And you're trying to make God be this person that God was radical. He said, listen, he said, I suffer violence and violence is taken by force.
Kingdom of God, yeah.
When you talk about turning down these kingdoms of racism, mm-hmm. when you start talking about turning down these kingdoms of a lot, and to be honest with you, Amanda, mm-hmm. when COVID happened, mm-hmm. it proved a lot of stuff to me that people really don't know what they believe
mm-hmm.
and know in whom they believe and don't have no authority in what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so we just going to tap into it. I got a few letters that mm-hmm. I read this week. I was like, boy, these people be – why? Because it's amazing to me how these young – and these are young people.
Right.
These young people do – one young man told me, he said, I ain't finna let nobody else lie to me about, you know, trying to make me think this. He wasn't challenging me about mm-hmm. him believing in God and believing in Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He just, he called a lot of people hypocrisy. I'm going to use the word hypocrisy, but he was saying they was hypocrites because
mm-hmm.
they fake like they something that they ain't. Mm-hmm. And it's just who they present themselves. And I asked, young man, why do you think like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he began to explain it. So I said, well, you call the E-Man after the show. I'll let you say that on the air. So you understand what I'm saying, man?
Right. I you know what, E-Man, I say this and I'll say it again. People really need to know the truth about your scars. People need to know what has happened, where you come from, your scars. Because at the end of the day, people really need something and someone that they can identify with. The testimonies are beautiful. I love telling my testimonies, and Lord knows I have some, right? But at the end of the day, how did you get there? How did you get there? We see you now, but where did you come from? When was the straw that broke the camel's back? How was that played out in your life? When was the time you walked away from God, and how did you get back to him? When did you doubt? When were you stinking in sin? People need realness. They need something that they can identify with. A lot of times we look perfect and we're looking good and we're looking holy, and that's all good, right? Because change is beautiful. But people need to know how to get there, and the way to direct them how to get there is taking them back to the beginning when I was jacked up, taking them back to the beginning when I was laying up and I wasn't married, taking them back to the beginning when I had children out of wedlock. I love telling my testimony, how I got pregnant at the age of 15. You know, I love telling those testimonies. Why? To give God the glory. Why? To provide someone else with hope, because a lot of times people feel hopeless. So they're like, show me your scars. Now, you're healed scars, but show me your scars. I don't want you to see you package up looking pretty all the time. I need to know the beginning, where you came from. I need to know the pain you experienced. I need to know the you before you were beautified,
right,
before you received the beauty for ashes, right?
Mm-hmm.
People want the real, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They want the real, man.
And they really do, man. And even as I watch you and your organization dealing with these young girls and these teen mothers Miss Mandy, you giving me a bunch of scriptures, but you know, so and so and so and so, and then you really have to get down and be real with them, and you know, because a lot of them deal with doubt, a lot of them deal mm-hmm. with fears, a lot of them deal with being insignificant, because at the end of the day, they done been taught a lot of it is a mindset and what they've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't feel like they can get up, and we tell them to come to Jesus. We tell them to come to church, but then they don't see no change because we have packaged church to make it look like when you come, everything is going to change, and that's not true.
Right.
Everything is not going to change overnight.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go get saved. You take a young man that's been selling weed out there on the street, making $30,000 a week, and then you witness to him. He come
job.
Get saved, and now you tell him he got to quit his job.
Right.
You know, and he said, "Well, how I'm gonna make $30,000 a week? We send him into McDonald's. What do you think he gonna do?" You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we don't have these real kind of conversations, because trust me, you can't scare people to the altar no more. Them days is completely over.
And these young people that are coming up, they really want the realness. Like, they're tired. They're tired. I mean, it's nothing wrong, and I'm not attacking anyone's preaching style, but they're really tired of the feel-good, the hoop.
Yeah,
they're tired. As a matter of fact, there are certain countries that do not understand the hoop that we do in America sometimes. There are certain countries where if you travel to, they will be looking at you like, what? Because they really don't understand that form of teaching and preaching.
Right.
But these young people, they just want the authenticity of it all. And it's okay. It's like I said, it's beautiful to look back and see how far we have come, right? But with the upcoming youth, the young people, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the days when we were in the mud, the days we didn't look so good, and share those experiences with them and let them know how we got there, and also let them know we're still growing.
Right.
We're still growing because we're in this earthly vessel.
And at the end of the day, what I only want and like to see, and I do the diddy of my pastor, is to see us have an encounter with God.
Yes.
Not encounter with church, not encounter with religion, not encounter with you, because at the end of the day, we are human people. You understand what I'm saying? All that sounds good. I'm 62 years old now. You ain't finna trick me. I ain't finna buy into it. And then I know who I am, and I ain't scared. It's like my pastor would say, I'm not scared of no witch. I'm not scared of no, I don't care what you say. You don't intimidate me. I don't give nobody no power. You don't have that kind of power with me. I got some authority, and I know how to use it too. You know, I'm talking about in the spirit world. I don't get intimidated. I have the conversation with whoever you think you are, not to combat with you, but at the end of the day, you done lied to us enough. You understand what I'm saying?
So what do you mean by lied to
us?
I just want clarity.
I want to say it like this here, Mandy. When you know, you got to understand the organized religion that we'll practice. When you teaching the word of God, it's a whole, when you studying the Bible, words have meanings.
They do.
And some words have changed meanings, but some words have stayed the same. You got to understand the text and the context of the specificity of the text that you're teaching. If you're teaching it a certain way because, you know, they have always taught it that way, and you didn't really get. Okay, let me do this real quick. We got 15 minutes
since
we're taking it to 11 o'clock.
All right.
You remember the year I put a scripture out there? I asked a specific question. What does this scripture mean to you? And I think it was Creeps and Silly Women. It came from 2 Timothy. It talks about perilous times. In the beginning of that scripture, it taught us in a few scriptures what a creep looked like, what a silly woman looked like. It wasn't calling you silly. It wasn't saying you was a creep, but it was laying out the context of what a creep is.
Right.
When you look back in the centuries, the 1900s and the 1800s, you know, before time, a creep back then looks just like a creep today. But you could take certain words in the Bible and study it today. It has different word meanings. It has different things that that don't mean what that meant back in that day.
Right. Yeah, I think that's why it's important to really study. Like, what I do, Eman, and this is my personal study, and not to be super deep or anything like that, but to understand.
Yes,
I go to the Greek and
Hebrew
meaning of words, and that's kind of where my message stemmed from.
Yes. And so since since African-American people don't speak Greek and Hebrew. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Go ahead.
So what you do is you mm-hmm. make the correlation with the word today.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's how you get the meaning, because sometimes we have to in our teaching, we have to bring those words up and give the meaning to those words in Greek and Hebrew so that people can understand the what the actual text is saying.
And I think Ms. Manuel said it strongly.
Mm-hmm.
He said everything in the Bible is not true. A lot of people would shoot that down, but they didn't understand what he was really saying. He didn't mm-hmm. say the Bible wasn't true.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, I'll take for instance, like, you hear people, just a quote, just some off the top of the Bible, like shacking.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? They'll just say off the top of their head, the Bible said you ain't supposed to shack. They didn't even know nowhere in the Bible.
Right, so let me play. Mm-hmm. I get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If shacking is not in the Bible, so what I've always gotten from that, I get what you're saying, you're absolutely correct, but what I've gotten from that saying is basically, you know, our word, slang term, whatever the case may be shacking, right? Meaning sleeping with somebody, living with someone unmarried.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel like that, I get what you're saying, because even in the Bible, it doesn't say, it doesn't come out and blatantly say, don't live, cohabitate with someone that's not married, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, because I know you're going to say we can make it fit. I already know where you're going with that.
Now, because you remember we had a question about is it right or wrong for a man and a woman to live together?
Right.
And a few people said, no, this, you know, it's a sin for a woman. It's not nothing wrong with a woman or man. I'm talking about that's unmarried. It does not make it wrong if you live with a woman.
Right.
The part that makes it wrong if you fall into temptation.
Absolutely.
You understand
what I'm saying? So I feel that, mm-hmm. and you're right. You're absolutely right there. You hit it. But being a Christian, right,
mm-hmm.
knowing that when you move into this place with this other person and you guys aren't married, that there could be some temptation.
Mm-hmm.
And as Paul said, how can man take fire into his bosom and not get burnt? Because you're playing with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing with temptation. It's like it's like setting yourself up.
Right,
so you're absolutely
let me
right.
ask you the question, man, dude, mm-hmm. but dude, that depends on, let's just say, and the reason why I'm making it generic like that, you
mm-hmm.
can live with your cousin as a woman and a man.
But that's your cousin. Who wants to sleep with their cousin?
I'm just asking this question. I'm trying to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
A person would say just what you said,
mm-hmm.
but then you take a couple that's been friends
mm-hmm.
and they probably had some kind of feelings toward each other,
mm-hmm.
but now it's platonic and they just real good friends and they respect each other's boundaries and they end up being roommates.
Okay, I agree with that.
You understand what I'm saying?
But that's mm-hmm. clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no there's clean. That's clean. That's mm-hmm. a clean affection, right?
Okay.
But when you have somebody, you looking at him and you like, dang, he look good. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can see myself with him. Mm-hmm. I want to marry him. I want to be with him. X, Y, Z. He's looking good. There's already desires that's there,
mm-hmm.
man. So when there's desire, this is my opinion, okay?
Yeah, sure.
When there's desires there, that's when we have to establish boundaries.
Right.
Because
right.
Our flesh mm-hmm. along with the enemy, right, the
mm-hmm.
devil, is going to play on those natural desires.
For sure.
So we have to do something, set boundaries in place it's our responsibility to be accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
We set boundaries in place to prevent those desires from being walked out, basically.
Right, and which you have to have a lot of self-control. You understand?
But most people, especially, let me not say that because I don't want anybody to think I'm biased, but most people, men, and never mind.
Because yeah.
I don't want to be biased.
But no, I mean, because even when you study scriptures over there in 1 Samuel, because our nature, we was born woolly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a real beast appetite.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the Creator. So what are we doing tonight as we sit here and getting ready to wrap this show up? Just out of what me and you are talking about is so much that we've been taught
mm-hmm.
To deem things to be sin and to say this and to say that. without being really, really taught right, where you learn and understand what you're dealing with, because once again, God has given you the license to be human.
Mm-hmm.
And so we serve God in spirit, and we serve him in spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter how spiritual you are, you cannot negate your humanness. And so even with that, you can't even, when you talk about humanity, mm-hmm. and your color, all of that is significant if you're practicing Christendom, because this whole Bible that we read is written culturally.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I mean, Mandy, most people think right today, when you asked the question, I want to answer your question just before we wrap it up. When I said a while ago, and you say, well, E-Man, explain that to me. Most people have taught Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an African-American preacher, you're teaching that wrong. Genesis is not the first book of the Bible.
Right. The Bible is not in chronological order.
Yes, but a lot of people don't know that, right?
Right, right.
And so they'll argue down, oh, I ain't going to argue with you. I've been taught Genesis is the first book of the Bible, and I'm going to believe that. But if they really knew their Bible well, they would know Job is the first book of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying, and you did reference the preachers of the word, right? Teachers of the word, not really specifying teaching this,
mm-hmm.
because
they was unlearned,
right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
you're following me,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, and that's very true. It's very true. I heard someone said they read the Bible in sequence order. I was like, I went from Genesis to Revelation. I'm like, well, I, and I wasn't trying to humiliate
right,
them,
right.
That's how they were taught. But I was like, well, actually, that's not really how it was written, you
mm-hmm.
know. And there's a lot when you said, let me go back to Mr. Emmanuel, because
yes.
you talked about the Bible not being 100% true, right? We know that there are missing books of the Bible,
for
right?
sure.
We know
right,
this.
Right.
Now, one of the books for sure is Enoch. We know Enoch for sure.
Right.
We have Jasper. We have the book of Jasper, and,
mm-hmm.
and so on. With that being said, there is, you know, it's not far-fetched. If we have missing books of the Bible, it's not far-fetched to say that some things were implemented that possibly should not be there. Now, let me say this. I love the Bible. I read the Bible, the Word of God. But with everything that, you know, I allow God to speak to me about, you know,
mm-hmm.
I we meditate on the Word of God. So I want to say that, because if there's missing books, then, you know, there could be a possibility that things have been implemented, different story, maybe a story or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, you having the Holy Spirit, will bear witness with what you're reading and the revelation that you receive from the Word of God.
And so all we're saying tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some great conversations. We're going to try to educate you in some type of way. Not, you know, listen, we got people listening all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We got listeners just chiming in just to listen. We're going to be accurate. Nothing is going to be allegedly. We want to inform you with good information. We ain't trying to tell you to go to a different church. We ain't trying to tell you to do none of that. We just, our people is suffering. When I say our people, all people,
mm-hmm.
if you're unknowledgeable, you are suffering because you don't know how to get to the, you know, we're going to get into it next week because, man, I was with some brothers that, you know, I talked to at my church. I'm so tired of Negroes talking about they being attacked by the devil. I don't know what to do because at the
end
of the day.
Oh, Lord, we are not going to go there.
Yeah, every little thing they deem it because we've been taught,
mm-hmm.
you know, that every situation, life situation is not the devil. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you have, you got laid off on your job because you wasn't going to work on time. That was a seasonal job. Certain things happen in life. Everything is not demonic. The things in the demonic world is demonic. Things
right.
are in the spiritual world is spiritual. Things in the natural. A lot of things is going to happen in life, but we've been deemed to make it believe, oh, the devil is attacking me and he's after me and
right.
he's after my marriage. Hell, if you get a divorce, the devil ain't going to marry you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to say it that plain because why? You know, we have been taught this foolishness, like if you and your significant other can't get along, and for whatever reason y'all broke up, they deem it to be attack on the marriage. No, y'all grown people, y'all need to learn. you understand?
Clarity question for clarity.
Sure.
I do have
sure.
a question for clarity purposes.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
So do you not feel that, let's say if a husband and a wife, they are operating together on an assignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not feel like the enemy would try to come in between them to distract them from the assignment that they're operating? If they're speaking to people as a team, right,
mm-hmm.
and these people are being freed, they're being liberated, these people are, they're, due to them speaking
mm-hmm.
together, working together, their marriages are being restored and things of that nature. Do you not feel the enemy will come in and attack their marriage?
Yeah, I definitely do, because you're talking about something totally different.
Okay, okay. I just want clarity.
You're talking about the enemy coming in to attack the agreement. He ain't, when you're assigned to do anything that God give you assignment,
mm-hmm.
it's in the agreement. And this is what the whole bickering is about the church anyway, because none of us in there, you got this person over here, this denomination teaching one thing, this denomination teaching another thing. So the enemy is not attacking even in your marriage. He's coming against the agreement in your marriage. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because he understands if he can get you to disagree,
mm-hmm.
that's, I get that. I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
just simple stuff like, you know, you ain't paying no bills or.
Okay, so you're talking about self.
I'm human.
Self-inflicted.
If your wife is horny and you ain't giving her none and now y'all. You know, y'all arguing because he bagged up and she bagged up. I can say that on the E-Man after show, because that's how real I keep it.
Right.
But now y'all don't argue for a whole month, and now you saying the devil is after your marriage. No, he's not after your marriage. I think that a lot of times,
mm-hmm. man.
But we've been taught that in Christendom
right.
to believe that, you know, like we'll just talk about finances.
No, stay there, because mm-hmm. I want to say something.
Sure,
right quick, and then I'll let you
yes,
proceed.
Ma'am. Go right ahead.
I feel that a lot of times we really need, as God's children, to take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, mm-hmm. people have set the devil to not look at themselves and look within and
now
see that I have created. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
See that I have created this problem. I'm a partaker of this. So sometimes the cop out is the devil did this, the devil did that. But when we are like really, really seeking God, there's not a doubt in my mind that God is going to show me, and he's going to show me how I added to the issue, you know, because repentance, right? Repentance is turning away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turning away from a thing. And he calls us into a repentance. So in order to call us into a repentance, there has to be acknowledgement.
Yes.
He show us, and I feel like a lot of times, going back to the attacking of the devil, yes, the enemy does attack, but I do feel like a lot of times people will say it's the devil to not be accountable for self-inflicted wounds and things of that nature.
Right, right. And so with all that being said, they say, oh, wow, they went from interviewing a guy to...
that's what we do over here on the E-Man After Show.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in another month or so. We got a big announcement over here on the E-Man After Show and the Men Did a Mentor Show, because the Men Did a Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show is going to different networks. Well, I've been talking to different networks that want our show. That's why I'm trying to keep men going up to 11 o'clock, because we're not going to be live on those networks.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to take these shows and put on their network. Mm-hmm. Got a network out of California, one right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Yes.
Man, they're excited about bringing our content to their particular network, and
mm-hmm.
I've been talking to these owners and talking to these program directors, and they was like, you know, they was like, well, E-Man, I got a slot for your show. It need to be 2 hours. It really need to be three.
It really does.
I said, it's hard to keep my wife up there late.
Sure is.
And so, man, I try to stretch it to 11 o'clock because...
that'd be tight.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, around that time, because by that time, my Red Bull, I'm clashing and,
right,
you know.
Right. And so... we're getting ready to work these contracts out to where over there in California, y'all are here to E-Man After Show. And in Dallas, y'all are here on another network. I ain't leaving We Talk Radio Network. We'll still be here because this will be a live show. But they're going to, our show will be on another couple of networks. And, man, we just peacock proud of that. Why? Because people want information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they was like, man, you ain't afraid to say nothing. I said, no, I don't live in fear like that. But, man, we just so peacock proud of everything that's going on. Thank
yes,
you
we
for
are.
sitting around the domino table with your dude on the night. And so, Mr. Manuel, we have you next Sunday night.
Yes.
Listen, we want to appreciate Mr. Kareem Muhammad and Mr. Malik out of, mm-hmm. for the TAP Awards in Oklahoma City. Remember, once again, we got a couple of great events happening next week. It's the Deuteronomy 28 Women. They're
right.
doing a prayer brunch, and then mm-hmm. right after that, Elite Vision, they are doing a karaoke and a painting deal that's going on too, right, man?
Right.
And so we want to appreciate you guys. But we got to wrap this show up, man. We done took it to 2 hours. Got a long day, so we hope you guys have a blessed and productive week. But I want to give you the E-Man thoughts just before we leave tonight. And, Mandy, we're going to wrap this show up.
All right.
Never go searching for love. Go searching for life. And life, you will find the love that you're seeking. Never go searching for love. Go search for life. And life will bring you the love that you are seeking. That's the E-Man After Show for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Come back next Sunday night. We're going to have a great conversation. We're going to go 2 hours with Mr. Manuel, man.
Right. We are. We definitely are.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a blessed, productive week. Until then, be blessed, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.